your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Whatever your reason for listening to Carrie and Tommy, you're guaranteed to have a good time. Whatever your reason for traveling, you'll get the lowest price guaranteed when you book direct at choicehotels.com. So go ahead, book it. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Thursday afternoon. How are we, guys? Oh,
no. Better if my mic was on.
There you go.
What a power play.
Isn't it? Yeah. Ask how I am and then not turn my mic on.
How are you, Carrie? Oh, I can't hear you, Carrie.
Oh, no. Oh, look how that's Carrie. Worked out.
That's right, because I control when you talk, Carrie.
Why don't we just have the Jesse and Tommy show today? No one would listen.
Hang on. Actually, we can't because the thing that's happening in today's show really does involve you.
Oh, does it?
It's a pick from your past.
Oh, is it?
Very sexy pick from your past.
No one ran that past me first.
Jesse's been wearing a body camera for 2 years now, because and we've got some real dirt on you.
Very back past, 2 years. Do you know what I mean? Like, pick for the past usually from like our, no? Okay.
You're right.
Yeah.
there was a flaw in the joke.
We're off to a great start. A member of the team is looking fine today. We need to talk to that member of the team next, because something happened when he was getting a haircut today that has made me it's piqued my interest.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk about it next.
He's a good cutter.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Thursday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Can we talk about Eli, our web guy's racing new haircut?
Oh, it's what I would call a very solid pill chop.
Yeah. We had to delay our meeting today because Eli had a haircut. It's a weird time to plan your haircut in the middle of the day, work day. But anyway, that's another conversation
very smart.
For another time. So your haircut does look good, Eli. But
thank you.
What I love.
Excellent.
Is that your cutist, your stylist, comes with stories.
Yes.
She tells tales.
Shout out to Angela Sassano at Reed Salon.
Oh, is that what this is about?
Oh, my God. How many mentions are you going to have to do? Remember when we worked with Buzz, our old anchor, and he needed to do 11 posts to get a dog grooming session for free?
Love you, Buzzy. Shout out to Buzzy as well.
Sorry, while we're here, Romani.
Always Romani.
What about Romani?
A shout out.
There you go.
To remind me.
Goodness me.
What's her name again?
Angela Sassano.
Angela. But Angela, you are not the most famous person that Angela's cut.
No, I'm second on the list. Number one was Cristiano Ronaldo.
My God.
Oh, the Portuguese superstar.
Oh, my God. How long ago did she cut Cristiano's hair?
When he was here for that exhibition match.
Don't look at me.
Soccer's not my thing.
Then. Anyway, a couple of years ago.
Yes.
Yes. And did she know that it was him that was coming in?
No. So initially when he walked in, he came in with his brother and one of their friends, and he had asked to get his hair cut. And when he sat down, he said that he cuts it once every 10 days.
Once every 10? That's high maintenance.
Mm. I would have thought.
Would do once every 10 days?
Yeah. If I had the time.
Well, you do.
I can't get off this show.
I was going to say, you do. Just keep taking long lunch breaks and you get it done.
I'm actually surprised. I thought with a lot of those athletes, they look like they've had a cut before every game.
So once a week.
I would have thought they would have had their own hairdressers and before
they just fly
every
with
event.
Them. Yeah, because they have things cut into the sides and stuff like that.
Yeah, and just as they have those type of haircuts that like 2 days later.
Yeah, they look long.
Yes, if you speed wind down the side.
Slow.
Yes.
Is that the most famous person she would have cut?
Yeah, without a doubt. He's the most followed guy on Instagram.
So did he come back once he did it the first time? Did he like it enough to come back 10 days later?
Yep. On the 10th day, she received a call and he was on his way with 3 other team members.
What's she charging? Is it like a barber style price where it's $30 or what's Ronaldo paying
for a
haircut?
Surely once you see Ronaldo walk through the door, you add like 3 zeros. Well,
11 Instagram posts.
yeah. You groom your dog.
It's $80 for a cut.
$80 for Ronaldo?
Yeah.
That's nothing. That's a chump change.
But it's an expensive haircut.
Yeah, but for Ronaldo, he doesn't care. He wouldn't even pay that.
My guy's $30 in and out in 15 minutes.
Do you pay 80?
I do.
Oh, that's a lot.
I didn't know we were paying Eli Ronaldo money.
It's worth it. Looks great.
Does look great.
But it did start a conversation because there'd be so many famous people that would come to our country and need maintenance done, like legs waxed, you know, nails done. And I thought I'd love to hear from people that have fondled famous people.
Hair?
Yeah. Yes, fondled removed, famous hair.
Or
removed, cut, tweezed.
Handled.
Whatever you want to do. 13, 10, 60.
Put in a bag.
Have you fondled a famous person's hair?
Great.
Call us.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon. And on 13, 10, 60, have you fondled someone's famous hair? No, someone famous.
No, have you fondled some famous hair?
Mm.
Yeah.
Or combed.
Web guy Eli. He's not the famous one, but he went and had his hair fondled by a hairdresser today, and she said that she once cut Cristiano Ronaldo's hair.
Twice.
It was so good he came back 10 days later.
Eli, is there a Hall of Fame, and is it you and Cristiano Ronaldo?
Framed right next to one another.
Yes, at Suzanne.
Similarities.
Is that what it was called? Where you got your haircut?
Get another shout out in.
No, at Reed. I used to work at Suzanne's.
Did you used to work at Suzanne's?
That was my first job when I was 16.
At the clothing
and
place.
And is it true?
Suzanne's.
This goes with that.
It did the
oh, my God. What would you, so you'd fit the cardigans and stuff?
No, I was stockroom.
Oh, yeah, right. So you pack the cardigans.
Yeah.
No, I was mannequin.
James, have you fondled a famous person's hair?
Yeah, guys, look, it was Kerri-Anne Kennelly.
Oh,
cack.
And I was a hair model for one of my cousins. She was a high-end hairdresser in Balmain. There's a place called Locks at the time, about 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Kerri-Anne Kennelly, gorgeous lady. I thought, all this blonde hair. Once she'd finished, I'd sort of sneak off like a kid in a candy shop and grab the handful of her hair that was on the ground and put it in my pocket.
Good on you, James.
Okay, you weirdo, James. You
good
can't.
On you.
That's creepy behaviour,
no,
mate.
That's fine. If it's off the head, it's
no,
good.
You can't
it's
collect
free.
Up famous person's
no, you can't
hair
pluck it out of their head.
Put it in your pocket
yes,
to
you
do
can,
what
James
with?
Did.
What are you doing with it, James?
Don't tell her, James.
Oh, I think I've made a few moustaches out of it.
This
that's
is Cax's moustache. That's so funny.
Oh, is it that actually is one of the more grosser things when you see them pile up your hair after you've had a haircut.
Yeah, I remember
isn't
seeing
it weird that it's nice on the head but gross on the ground.
Well, I remember seeing something that was going to be the savior to oil spills because hair absorbs oil.
Oh, you told
oil
us that on air.
Yeah, well, that didn't happen, did it? What's happened? Anyway, g'day, Rebecca.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Did you fondle a famous person's hair?
I sure did. Well, not so much hair, but feet.
Oh,
so basically, I was a beauty therapist and I work in the eastern suburbs, just in a chemist, they had sort of beauty rooms in there. And my mum and Vince Colosimo's sister had fashion stores in the same shopping centre.
Oh my gosh.
And during my schedule one day, I just had a gap, I must have had a cancellation. And Vince had come to see his sister and I sort of happened to walk into her shop to sort of say hello and... yeah, it just turned out that he, when I said, oh, did you want a pedicure? And yeah, I did. I gave him a pedicure.
You gave Vince Colosimo a pedicure.
I reckon he would have had beautiful feet. How were they?
I thought he'd be a footman.
Vince,
I think, from memory, I think his big toe may have been quite big or he may have had large feet. But what I do remember was, like, everything that I was saying, he was just laughing at. Like, he was just laughing at everything, as in he was happy. So.
Yeah,
you're a funny woman.
Well, you're probably tickling his feet. So, good on you, Rebecca. Thank you. G'day, Natalie.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. We're talking about fondling famous people. What's happened?
Yes, my mum fondled Nickelback.
Oh, my gosh.
So my mum owned her own, massage company. And got a phone call one day from their manager saying they needed a massage therapist while they're on tour in Australia. So, yeah, so she got to go backstage and took me as her assistant and got to massage all the
So did you
members.
Massage Nickelback as well?
I personally didn't. I sat there because I was only 16 and I remember sitting there going like, oh, my God, I'm out the back with Nickelback backstage. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Their agent came out and said to me, do you want free tickets to the show? And I was like, yes. So he gave me free tickets and my best friend was like 2 hours away at the time and I rang her and I was like, get to Newcastle now. So she like drove all the way to Newcastle and we went to the concert.
How did your mum go? Did she give him, like, did he want a soft massage or a hard massage?
Mum had no idea. Like at one point she's massaging someone and she was like, oh, so what do you do for the band? He's like, I'm the drummer. Like, Mum had no idea who she was massaging. So, yeah, it was pretty funny, actually.
Natalie, I'm going to ask quite a shallow question. Is Mum a raging hottie?
I I think she's good looking, but that's just because she's my mum, and if she's listening, I don't want to make her upset.
So that's a no.
Yeah, no.
Good on you, Natalie.
Good on you, Nat. Thank you.
What about Dana? Dana, who have you fondled?
Hi, how are you?
Good, very well.
That's good. I'm a hairdresser, yeah. But I did work in the entertainment industry.
Fun.
And I've fondled a few, but Bill Gates was the funniest of all.
So did you dance for Bill Gates?
Yeah, yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
And he came in?
Yeah, he did.
Weird, because usually he just looks through the windows.
I know, he's a real stick.
Oh, come on! Come on!
Carrie and Tommy around Australia for your Thursday afternoon.
Because, you know, they say age is just a number.
Yep.
Sure, it's a number that has a fair bit of meaning behind it.
Like what age?
You know the question when people ask, oh, how old would you go in terms of a prospective partner or someone you're going to hook up with?
Yep.
Oh, I've got one next for you that is really going to shake the foundations of that argument.
Is it within your range?
Yeah, mine's legal to dead. Yes.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for
Bickmore's Old Bits.
And that is hurtful.
That's offensive.
That's very hurtful.
What?
Bill loves it.
Yeah.
I'm young at heart.
You're young everywhere.
My bits may be old, but I am young at heart.
Why? Have you got someone else's?
Why are we calling it my old bits?
Well, it's meant
now
to be my old bits. I wanted to blow the dust off my bits.
No one ever says it's your old bits, do they? Do you know you are getting on in age?
Because I'm on your team here.
I said
it was offensive as well.
But you're still through to it.
I didn't. Jesse said, "This is you listen to Carrie and Tommy and then hit a button."
You can blame everyone around you, but...
I heard you talk to our audio producer and get that made up earlier, and I thought it was going to be a fun little thing, just another jibe at my age.
I do say menopause makes you cranky. Anyway, I'm so scared.
Enjoy the last break from Tommy Little.
Here.
Yep.
I wanted to bring you a collection of old stories from around the world, because what about this? What about a granddad who spent 86 years of his life telling people that fast food was no good, told all his grandkids, you shouldn't eat that stuff, it's rubbish, tries a cheeseburger for the first time at 86, loves it.
This is actually my grandpa. Because we went to my grandparents' house every weekend, never ever fed us anything that wasn't home cooked.
Yes.
And then it gets a bit sad. Obviously my nana got Alzheimer's anyway, and she couldn't cook anymore because she didn't remember how to. And my grandpa used to go through drive-through KFC every day, and he had the time of his life. And at like 88, he discovered KFC.
Did you know, I know we're getting sidetracked now, but my friend's, her grandpa had Alzheimer's as well when he was in a home, and he was so withered on some things but then not on the other. So he worked out how to break out of the nursing home.
Wow.
And so he would break out, and they couldn't work out how he kept breaking out. But then the sad part was he kept going to find his wife.
Oh, my God.
Back on to Michael.
Oh, my God, that's so sad.
Yes, Michael Miller.
Why didn't you just leave it with my granddad looking for KFC?
Oh, Michael Miller, have you run out of the fun stuff is really gone. Michael Miller, 86 years old. He found the burger to be really nice. He said it was reasonably priced, and how good's this? I was quite taken aback at the convenience of it all. Yes, they took him through a drive-thru and he said, it's the first time he'd been through a drive-thru, and he said, that is brilliant.
Can we do this? Can we take old people who've never had fast food to fast food restaurants? This is an amazing idea. We'll take them drive-thru. There must be old people that have never, ever, ever had fast food.
Can we also send a camera with Carrie as she tries
Call
to break
now,
old people
13,
out?
1060, if you've got your old yourself, probably not listening, or you have an old person in your life that's never, ever tasted fried chicken or a burger. Oh, like over 70, I reckon. Yeah.
Over 70?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's this next bloke. He's 74 years old. What do you imagine yourself doing at 74 years old?
Oh, travelling the world.
Ah, same for this guy. He's trying to have a baby with his missus, who is just 41.
Wow.
Yes, I know. And she said, look, you know what attracted him to her? She said his sexy smile, his kind nature, his deep pockets and his big bank account. She didn't say the last two bits, but you can just assume, can't you?
Not everyone's a gold digger, mate.
You want to go out with someone 33 years older than you?
each to their own. It's maybe it's true love, you know?
You reckon? Okay. She already says in the last thing, if anything happened to Stephen, she's planning something, I wouldn't bother trying to find another relationship because nothing would compare to this. Look out,
well,
Stephen.
Well, oh, that's a shame because something is definitely going to happen to him sooner than it's going to happen to her, and she's going to want to find another relationship.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to fall into her own traps. Here, this is the last one I've got for you because this is not old people, this is old things. A couple moved into a new home. They replaced the floorboards. Guess what they found down there?
What did they find?
400-year-old coins worth £250,000.
Wow.
And this is what I want to talk about. It took a long time to get to, but 131060. I want to know, what did you find when you moved into a new place? I saw a hilarious clip the other day of this guy making a prank that he'll never see the payoff for. He put in a new kitchen, and behind one of the kitchen panels, he bought a fake skeleton and put a tradie's outfit on it and then just buried it in there behind there. Yes, and he said, I never know when someone will find it, but someone will find it one day and it'll be a bit of fun.
And they'll call up a radio show and tell them, like ours.
Do you want to quickly take one of these?
Oh, yeah. Should we go to who should we speak to who's never had fast food before?
You got Candy there?
Candy.
Hello.
You don't sound old.
I'm not old, no. I'm 46. No.
Spring chicken Candy.
I do
Candy.
Work in a nursing home, though.
Okay, and what's happened in this nursing home?
Well, I am a diversional therapist, and I recently took a group of residents out for a Sunday drive, and I took them all to McDonald's drive-thru for a soft serve, and one of the ladies who came with us is 102, and she had never been to a drive-thru before.
Oh, did she love it?
She loved it. Yes, they all did. None of them had been to a drive-thru before.
See, that's so sweet.
It is.
Good on you, Candy. What a good job that you
Candy,
do.
Candy, you sounded...
I felt so good after.
You sounded not at all South African and then real South African.
It's obviously just certain words.
It's so nice. Thanks, Candy.
All right.
Good on you, Candy. Because our phones are jammed with all... I assume we're chatting old people then. Next.
Let's do it all.
Great.
Next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Lillen on 131060. What did you find in the house?
Yes.
Because this old couple found, what did they find under the floorboards?
They found 400-year-old coins worth £250,000, mind you, because.
Catherine, what did you find?
When we moved into our house about 7 years ago, our first house, our husband went into the first bedroom and opened up the cupboard and found 3 boxes of ashes with their names on them. So we then called the real estate agent and he laughed and said, why would you take everything but your parents' ashes from the house?
Wow. And so did you get them back to the owner?
Yes, we did. We gave them back to their children.
I mean,
it's probably the last thing you move, isn't it?
The ashes.
Because like, you don't want to put it in the moving truck. You want to carry that yourself. So you're not going to whack it in the back.
I'm not keeping anyone's ashes.
Good, no one's keeping yours, mate.
Okay, that wasn't a go at you. I just meant...
But what if that's what your mum and dad would like?
What, for me to keep the ashes?
Yes.
I'd go, absolutely, I will, mum. And then I'd spread her over the sea.
Yeah, I'd spread my mum over the sea.
Yeah.
She wants to be spread over the sea.
My mum doesn't,
you'd be
but that's
denying
fine.
Your mum's wishes.
She's gone.
What if she wants you to look up at the urn every day and see her and think
No,
of
my
her
mum's
and...
so much more fun than that.
Well, she's asked you to keep the ashes.
No, you just
like
made
it.
That up. G'day, Dane.
Hey guys, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. What did you find in the house that you moved into?
So my wife and I, we bought our first house together in 2018, and then during the COVID times, we decided to do some renovations, and we pulled out all the carpets, and underneath the carpet, there was only one thing, which was a newspaper, and the newspaper was from my wife's birthday back in the 19th of June, 1983. That was the only thing.
That is. That give him some like.
Dane, is there any chance that your wife has stitched you up?
No, because I pulled the carpets up, and no, there's no way. No, there's no. That's I thought it was like a Back to the Future movement.
You're meant to be in that house, Dane. That's a sign, and I'm not into signs, but that is a sign.
Yeah,
Dane,
yeah,
wouldn't it? Does it not break down? Does paper newspaper
no,
not
newspapers,
break down?
People find newspapers from like ages ago.
Yeah,
they do.
Well, okay, the prosecution rests.
No, they do. They live on forever.
Do they?
It's not like photographs that break down. I think the paper doesn't break down.
I would
much.
Have thought being under like carpet and stuff.
You often hear, because I think they used to use that sometimes as a layer under floors.
Did they?
Yes.
Insulation.
Yeah.
Okay. G'day, Lana. I don't
know. How are you going?
Yeah, pretty good. What did you find in the house?
Well, about 6 years ago, me and my then four-year-old daughter moved into this small, old two-bedroom house.
Yes.
And it had the pokiest little linen press, right? And I had big bathroom touts. So after about 2 months, I thought I'll rearrange them. And hidden in this little nook in there was a jar with about 8 teeth in it.
Oh,
yeah. Like baby teeth or big adult teeth?
No, like big adult teeth.
Oh,
like,
who's keeping their big adult teeth?
Well, they did, but I kind of kept it for a little while just to show people.
Did you ever think about making it into a necklace?
No, I did not think about that at all. That never.
Did it freak your daughter out?
It sort of freaked us all out. Even my friends, like, we were like, yuck, didn't want to touch it, but then could not look at it. Like, couldn't look away, like, you know?
Alana, I love the idea of you getting a knock at the door one day and opening it and just seeing a guy smile and he's got missing 8 teeth and you're like, I know what you're here for.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, and coming up very soon for your Thursday afternoon, a sexy edition of the Archives of Your Guys' Lives.
Is it?
So it'll be obviously from Tommy's past.
Nervous.
Oh. Thank you. From where I wore a rhino horn G-string at a party and my girlfriend broke up with me.
Was it on the front or the back?
Good on her.
Hey, I flipped it around.
Kate Moss. I've forgotten that Kate Moss and Johnny Depp were together. Did you ever remember that they were a couple?
No.
Well, in the 90s?
I just remember because it was part of the trial.
Oh, was it?
It was quite a big part of the trial, yes.
I didn't follow that bit.
I mean,
we need to.
It's
no,
quite grim.
Yeah, let's not go back
sorry,
to that.
Sorry, it actually wasn't grim.
But anyway, in reminiscing about her time with Johnny, she spoke about one of the first presents he ever gave her.
And that diamond necklace Johnny gave me, they were the first diamonds I ever owned.
Where had Johnny hidden them, though?
Oh, my gosh.
She had to find these diamond necklace. And this is. This has just really set my imagination off this story.
He was doing treasure even before pirates.
Next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So Kate Moss and Johnny Depp dated in the 90s.
Yes.
I'd forgotten that until she was reminiscing about the time that he presented her with her first ever diamond necklace.
That's
a moment of memory.
You know, we all remember that.
Do you remember when you got your first diamond necklace?
Yes, and it was Bruce was his name. And he had such gentle hands. They were the two hottest people on the planet at that
Kate
stage.
Kate Moss and Johnny Depp. Yes.
Yeah.
That was before things went weird for him. Although he was a bit weird back then, wasn't he, still?
I don't know. What was he doing?
I don't know. He's always had a bit of a
I mean, Jack Sparrow is exclusively weird, isn't
yeah, it? Yeah. Anyway, this is her vividly recalling the moment that Johnny Depp presented her with her first diamond necklace.
Heaven.
And that diamond necklace Johnny gave me, they were the first diamonds I ever owned. He pulled them out the crack of his arm. We were going out for dinner and he said, I've got something on my bum. Can you have a look? And I was like, what? And I put my hand down in his trousers. And I pulled out a diamond necklace.
That's so funny.
Now, this is a message to Chris, if you're listening. I don't ever want a diamond necklace from the crack of your ass.
I'm just
In
picturing.
In fact, nobody does.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's not funny.
I'm just picturing Chris now hearing this and going, oh, and his head, little head goes down and goes, oh. And then he's got to put his own hand.
He's been waiting all week for me to get
down his jacksy and fishing out the diamond necklace and washing it off in the sink.
Why would anyone think that's where we'd want to get it from?
No, but that was him just being funny.
But a diamond necklace is such a beautiful moment.
Oh, that's fun. I think there's something wrong with my bum. Can you have a look? And there's a diamond necklace.
But just once you add, like, his to it all becomes.
To my future wife, hide whatever you want in your bum.
That's different. That's the other way around.
What do you mean?
It's we can hide things in our house. Oh, we just don't want something from yours. It's different. I just picture this hairy ass and
maybe
you're trying to
it.
Find. I'm looking, Johnny. I'm looking. Yeah. But like, what am I trying
Johnny,
to find?
Johnny, I've not only have I not the, found something, I've lost
scrub.
My wristwatch. Johnny, I have lost more things than I started with. I'm sure I had sleeves
is that
before
a ring
we started yet? This. Yeah. Johnny, I think I've found. What is that, Johnny? You actually have got something wrong with your bum. No, no, it's just a diamond necklace. That is not a diamond necklace,
my
friend.
In fact, don't ever hide anything down your dacks.
Why?
That's meant to be romantic,
that's
I mean.
That's no fun.
If it's for comedy purposes, sure, but that wasn't for comedy purposes, I don't think. Maybe for him, but
not for her.
What do
you mean? That was absolutely for comedy purposes.
For him, but not for her.
She sounded like she was speaking of it fondly.
Do you think?
Also,
I think that's just her voice.
Do you think? Okay. So what do you want to know, because?
I want to know what you've hidden down your dax.
Great.
And I want to know if people have liked it.
I like hiding things inside.
Not exclusively butts.
Yeah.
It can be anything in the nether region.
I'd like to push the butt ones up to the top of the list, though, please.
Okay. What?
Because where else are you hiding?
Keep it PG. Keep it PG. But I want to know more stories like Johnny Depp and Kate Moss. What have you hidden down your dax?
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Thursday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And coming up, Bickers has got a new TikTok. And I reckon the more pain it causes Tommy, the more viral it will go.
But right now,
why do I never get included in this stuff in the planning meeting?
What do you mean?
Do you have a separate meeting that I'm not involved in?
Of course. We often have meetings without you because you hate meetings.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, don't start asking to be in them. You will regret all of that.
Hit me with something for TikTok, but don't make me go to a meeting about it.
But right now.
I like hiding things inside.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be butt specific, but in the incident of Kate Moss. Incident? No.
Kate Moss.
What?
Instance. The instance.
Instance.
You're close.
Have you hidden your ability to talk in your butt?
Kate Moss and Johnny Depp, it was hidden in his butt.
And that diamond necklace Johnny gave me, they were the first diamonds I ever owned. He pulled them out the crack of his arm. We were going out for dinner and he said, I've got something on my bum. Can you have a look?
So funny.
And I was like, what? And I put my hand down his trousers and I pulled out a diamond necklace.
Well, we know who's into that, Sonda. Yeah. I'm not.
I think it's so
not
funny.
Hot
because
me. I just think it's just.
I think Kate Moss would be one of the funnest humans.
Great. Well, you hide some stuff and Kate Moss can find it. But
in
right
my,
now.
In my butt.
What would you hide for Kate?
In my pancake ass, I can't hide anything there.
That is true.
I need
you need a butt lift first.
I need a start, yeah, a BBL.
A push-up butt.
Ooh. Yeah. A push-up butt.
Michaela, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Who's hidden what where?
Luckily, it wasn't in my butt crack.
Oh,
damn. But I did have a very drunken night and hide a pool cue down my pants.
Did you?
A whole pool cue?
Well, it was the ones that you can twist apart. Ooh, but yes. It was a bit of a drunken dare. It was the Jack Daniels pool cue, and they went, I bet you can't take it. So I did, and I walked out with a limp.
And you got it out, Michaela?
I did.
Great work. Clap her in. Come on. Great stuff.
Do you find, Michaela, the idea of Kate Moss having to dig around and Johnny Depp's ass crack to get her diamond necklace hot?
I think it's probably not, and it could be a black diamond.
Michaela, at any point through your escapade, did anyone say to you, is that a pool cue in your pocket or are you just happy to see me?
Well, I do have a twist to the story. I went back to a friend of a friend's place afterwards and I told this guy the story and he went, that's my uncle's pool cue. It's his pub.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
I gave it back to him because I felt bad.
You removed it from your pants and handed it back to him.
I did.
You know, I used to steal full pints from pubs.
Down your pants?
I used to put them in my pockets because I wore baggy jeans. I used to put them in my pockets.
And what, you thought nobody could see them?
Then I would walk out on my phone because you'll love this because it was instant karma for me. I would walk out on my phone and it was a flip phone back in the day and I'd be talking so security wouldn't notice my limp. And then I got out and I put my flip phone down and I put it in my pocket and I took my pint out and I put my flip phone right in my full pint of beer.
Yeah, serves you right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, tomorrow we're announcing the winner of our Choice Hotels 10K getaways. Be sure to listen in case it's you.
10K. Oh. You can go anywhere in Australia and New Zealand. You go to Harvey Bay.
Beautiful
maybe.
Bickers. Whale
stay
watching.
There. Yeah, Harndorf.
Yes.
Albury Wodonga. So many amazing places to go stay at a Choice Hotel and then just go see the sights.
Look at this. When you're in Harvey Bay, you can stay at the Comfort Inn on Main, Harvey Bay, and from there you can go whale watching, like I said, but you can also explore Fraser Island.
No, excuse me. What about the one place my kids would want to go? The water slide park.
Oh, I thought you meant fishing on the pier.
Oh, that too. Now up next, I've got a fun little thing. Normally you bring the fun games. Today I bring the fun.
Because I'm so excited.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Thursday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And coming up next, guys, we're delving into the archives of your guys' lives because something is going to come back to haunt you because I think...
Something?
Yes.
Oh, I think I know.
Do you?
Yeah.
I can't wait till it's someone.
Oh, I'm going to be embarrassing this again, I think.
Are you?
Feeling the feeling at the time and seeing the picture is going to bring it all back.
Does this mean this will be quite fun for me?
Well, yes, because again, like me to you, my misery is your enjoyment.
Not so much.
Pictures, so at Carrie Tommy Show
for me, isn't it?
On the socials for up next.
We're all back on TikTok, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. Are you back on TikTok?
No, I'm not, but this might get me back on TikTok. Tip top.
Tip top.
The bread company that I post social videos on.
TikTok, because I saw something. Actually, Jessie saw it and I looked at it.
Mate, you are not committed to this.
I am. I'm so committed to this. It brought me so much joy seeing this video and I want to do these things to you, okay? So I'm going to give you something to put in your mouth and then you are going to.
I'm pretty sure I learned about this at Codes training.
And then I'm going to whack you with a few things.
Sorry?
Okay. So I'm going to give you this harmonica. So take this harmonica and just make the noise. Actually, don't make the noise yet. Don't make any noise. Just get it ready for your mouth.
It's hard to hold a harmonica and not make any noise.
Don't make any noise yet. Okay. Just hold
it.
Don't put it in yet. Don't put it in yet. I have to come around to your side. Hold on.
Yeah. Okay.
Didn't think this through.
Because it's coming around the desk.
Okay.
She's without headphones for the moment and without microphone.
Okay. So.
Okay. Harmonica.
Okay. Now, I feel like he needs to sit on something.
Okay. What about my seat?
Is this mic even on?
Yeah.
I just can't hear myself.
It's
okay.
Your energy.
I'll sit on.
She's so excited.
I'm so excited.
Hit me. Just hit me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the first? So put the thing in your mouth.
The harmonica.
Yep. Where's the first thing?
Hang on. Can I hold this as well? Because I
can
have
you
to.
Can you hold what?
Yeah.
Yeah. You get. Yeah. Ooh. Okay. So. Okay.
Now, what do you? Wait. You got to explain to people what you're going to do.
Oh my god.
Okay. So
What bit of my?
This is called.
I'm going to hit Tommy with items we've found around the office, and then I just want to see your natural reaction into the harmonica.
It's called the harmonica.
So you can describe what I'm. It's called the harmonica painters.
Yes.
You describe to people what I'm using.
So Vickers has got a big spatula. She's whacked him on the thigh. You have to keep the harmonica in your mouth.
You've got to keep the harmonica. One more. Ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. What have we got next?
Where's
the next one?
No,
God!
She's got a pot plant now.
Like how do I hit him with a
pot plant? I reckon the knee.
The knee? Okay. I don't want to hurt him, though.
Yeah, you do. You got to keep the harmonica in your mouth.
So softly.
Now I don't want to hurt you. It was fun with the spatula. It feels mean.
All right, shall we get something else?
Something else. That's not working.
Item number three is coming in. It's a Dyson vacuum.
You're going to kill me.
This is like the Price is Right showcase.
Okay, here's one.
Oh, she's got a skateboard. A skateboard.
Okay, ready?
And so she's swinging so. She's pulled out.
Okay, legs out.
Oh, my good. Oh. And she's gone real soft at the end.
She wound up so big, and I'm like,
it's so scary.
Break my shin.
I can't hurt him. Okay.
But just knock his shin.
Right? I don't want to hurt, though. Okay.
But don't wind up so big then.
Caught in the shin.
You asked for it. Okay, there we go.
Dyson. Where are you going to stick
finally
that?
Finally, I got the Dyson.
Now she's got the Dyson at Carrie Tommy Show if you want to see
this Dyson.
Where am I going to hang the Dyson?
Know, mate.
She's just waving a Dyson around the studio.
That's a woman that's never held a Dyson.
I know how to use a Dyson. It's not charged. I know how to use a Dyson.
Now she's vacuuming the studio.
Good at sucking things up.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Taking a look back at the archives of your guys' lives.
When was that? When did that happen?
God. This is always a bit worrying, because
when we do When Was That Wednesday on a Thursday, it's very off-putting.
I thought this was now called Pick from the Past.
No, it's the archives of your guys' lives.
Oh, my gosh.
We should have had a meeting before about it.
And who would have thought this segment would continue the way it went when, after the first time we did it, you said to me, you have to ask me, when was that? And then you proceeded to show me a photo and say, this was taken on July 2nd, 1984. It was 2 p.m. and then looked at me expectantly, and I had to say my job, which was to go, And when was that, Carrie? Looking like
okay,
an absolute
knob. Okay, we've ironed out those
knob.
Kinks. But today's
speaking of kinks.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh,
look who's stepped up to the microphone.
Hey, guys.
It is producer Samuel. Hello,
we don't
Samuel.
Know what today's pick from the past is all about.
No.
Or audio from the past or video from the past. It could be anything.
Yes.
Audio from audio another time. And there is a pick.
Yes. It was actually brought up pretty recently. I was listening to the show on Friday, as I do every day, as a good producer.
Our show.
Yeah.
Thank as you're
you.
Sitting
thanks
out in the airwalk answering
for
phones.
As opposed what you, to what? Streaming
Hamish
something on
and
Netflix.
Andy podcast.
What are you? I was listening to the show on Friday and this came up, Jesse.
I have made a list at number 97 before. And it was in my 20s and it was FHM Not As 100 Women.
This is such a long run-up for this brag.
And the only difference is you didn't have to lie in a bare rug in your lingerie to get number 97.
Oh, my God.
Have you found the
I feel disgusting. I've just been handed in a cardboard box that's really used. And FHM is proud to present the 100 Sexiest Women in the World 2002.
2002. Can I have a look first?
Oh, no.
No, please let me have a look first. Let okay, me go first. This is my pick.
But there's a danger you'll end up pregnant just from handling them.
Whose is this, first of all?
It's not mine.
It's worse it's if it's mine. Not yours.
Yeah.
Where did you find it? What where park? Did you find this FHM magazine?
I did some Googling to find out.
How much?
Pretty cheap.
Was I right? Was it 90?
$25.
Was I right? That's was it number 97?
Because you've doubled in value.
Carrie, you've got the top 100 list there, and I was Googling 97 Carrie Bickmore FHM and nothing was coming up, and there's a reason for that.
Why?
Because if you go to the very front
oh
page.
Oh, my gosh. Where did Bickers come?
98, sorry, guys, not 97.
Do you want to give her the
backwards?
Do you want to give her the even tougher news?
Wow.
about my list? Carrie, you said I came in at 97, yeah. And yeah. Sammy hooked it up, and thank you very much. I came in at 93.
How? See, there's the bearskin rug. Wow.
Our Carrie Tommy show, the whole mag will go up there.
Why is the box so used for the, sorry, of the magazine?
You're still getting stuck on that.
Oh,
you need,
so
you didn't
sorry.
Need to get this
it
other mag as well, Sammy.
Yeah,
no. It's not sticky. It's not clean.
The box is so used, but the magazine is so crisp.
You know what's funny? Jesse went to the number one. It was Anna Kournikova, and he's like, "Yeah, that's right. That's about right.
That's correct. Well done, FHM."
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Do you know who Robert Galbraith is?
Is he a QC? I feel like I've heard his name before.
He is not a QC. No.
No, that's Robert. That's David Galbally.
It's a tough name he's got.
Galbally.
Robert Galbraith is J.K. Rowling's.
Bobby Gal.
And here's my hit song, The Pigs. J.K. Rowling's pseudonym is Robert Galbraith.
Is it? What's she writing under that?
But well, she's written this new book. It's called The Ink Something. Who really cares? But why? The reason I know this is because I saw an article saying J.K. Rowling is releasing a new book under her pseudonym, Robert Galbraith. Isn't the whole reason you have a pseudonym to
so
not...
no one knows that yes. it's you? Maybe yes. she wants people to know. Or did someone out her?
I don't
why
know.
Why isn't she writing under J.K. Rowling anymore? Is that because it all went a bit tits up?
I'm not sure. She's not her first one she's done under Robert, Bobby.
There's always, it's always fun when you learn people's real... I mean, I know that's not her real name, but it's like when you find out that, like, you know, Drake's real name is Aubrey.
Aubrey's wild isn't name, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Elton's is Reginald.
That's right. Gaga, yes. Stephanie.
Stephanie Musaka or something?
Or Fergie,
Stephanie
or Stacey.
German Otter. German Otter.
Oh.
Stephanie German
Whoopi
Otter.
Goldberg's name is Karen.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's great.
Funny.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast's over, who knows where Carrie and Tommy could be travelling to? Whatever your reason for travelling, you'll get the lowest price guaranteed when you book direct at choicehotels.com. So go ahead, book it.